periods by so much as a hundredth part of a second in 2,000 years.
That is the new miracle, and the greatest of all, automatic law. And he gave it a name, the law of nature, and said natural law is the law of God. Interchangeable names for one and the same thing.
Yes, said Michael, and he said he would establish natural law, the law of God, throughout his dominions,
and its authority should be supreme and inviolable. Also, said Gabriel, he said he would by and by create animals, and place them, likewise, under the authority of that law.
Yes, Satan said, I heard him, but did not understand.
What is animals, Gabriel? Ah, how should I know? How should any of us know? It's a new word.
Interval of 3 centuries. Celestial time. The equivalent of 100 million years. Earthly time. Enter a messenger angel.
My lords, he is making animals. Will it please you to come and see?
They went. They saw. And were perplexed. Deeply perplexed.
And the creator noticed it and said,
Ask. I will answer.
Divine one, said Satan, making obeisance, what are they for?
They are an experiment in morals and conduct. Observe them and be instructed.
There were thousands of them. They were full of activities, busy, all busy, mainly in persecuting each other. Satan remarked after examining one of them through a powerful microscope,
This large beast is killing weaker animals, divine one.
The tiger, yes. The law of his nature is ferocity. The law of his nature is the law of God. He cannot disobey it.
Then, in obeying it, he commits no offense, divine one.
No, he is blameless.
This other creature here
is timid, divine one, and suffers death without resisting.
The rabbit,
yes.
He is without courage. It is the law of his nature, the law of God. He must obey it.
Then he cannot honorably be required to go counter to his nature and resist, divine one?
No, no creature can be honorably required to go counter to the law of his nature, the law of God.
After a long time and many questions, Satan said, The spider kills the fly and eats it.
The bird kills the spider and eats it. The wildcat kills the goose, and the,
well, they all kill each other. It is murder all along the line. Here are countless multitudes of creatures, and they all kill, kill, kill. They are all murderers, and they're not to blame, divine one.
They're not to blame. It is the law of their nature, and always the law of nature is the law of God.
Now observe, behold, a new creature, and the masterpiece,
man.
Men, women, children, they came swarming, in flocks, in droves, in millions. What shall you do with them, divine one?
Put into each individual, in differing shades and degrees, all the various moral qualities in mass that have been distributed,
a single distinguishing characteristic at a time among the non-speaking animal world.
Courage, cowardice, ferocity, gentleness, fairness, justice, cunning, treachery, magnanimity, cruelty, malice, malignity, lust, mercy, pity, purity, selfishness, sweetness, honor, love, hate, baseness, nobility, loyalty, falsity, veracity, untruthfulness.
Each human being shall have all of these in him. And they will constitute his nature. In some, there will be high and fine characteristics which will submerge the evil ones, and those will be called good men. In others, the evil characteristics will have dominion, and those will be called bad men. Observe, and behold, they vanish.
Whither are they gone, divine one?
To the earth, they and all their fellow animals.
What is the earth?
A small globe I made, a time 2.5 times ago. You saw it, but did not notice it in the explosion of worlds and suns that sprayed from my hand. Man is an experiment. The other animals are another experiment. Time will show whether they were worth the trouble. The exhibition is over. You may take your leave, my lords.
Several days pass by.
This stands for a long stretch of our time, since in heaven, a day is 1,000 years.